Blog Talk Radio.
Hey yo, what up, it's Big Bad 4-1, we're here from the Glock, you know what I'm saying, the California Angel, you dig right now, you're chilling on the hiphopbarbershop.com, y'all make sure y'all check out for my album, man, check that out, January 24th, 2012, you dig, Zoom Life, suck it easy, bitch.
Please don't cancel in time for my orgasm. Play me that smooth B-sharp mix. New baby, yes.
Taking notes off my keyboard. What you bothering me for? There's a room full of niggas. What you following me for? Seen a fucking single.
Diplomas on the wall, and really I think I like who I'm becoming. There's times where I might do it just to do it like it's nothing. There's times where I might blow like 50k on a vacation for all my soldiers just to see the looks on all their faces. All it took was patience. I got a lot of friends to come up off the strip for me, the same ones that'll come up off the hip for me. The realest niggas say your lyrics do shit for me. I told my story and made his story. Tell him I'ma need reservations for 20. I never really been one for the preservation of money, nah. I much rather spend it all while I'm breathing. That OVO and that XO is everything you believe in, I know.
Nigga, we the news.
Hey, hey, happy Monday, everybody. This is May 24th, 2021. It's Messy Monday Mayhem Reloaded. We're going to kind of dig deep into a few little things today and apologize for Friday, but got caught up in business and couldn't get away and tried to get away, but couldn't get away. So I apologize, y'all. I know we was going to have a fun show Friday, but we'll just, this whole concept that we're going to do on this Friday, this past Friday, we'll do this Friday. So you guys stay tuned and be ready unless something happens, you know, things happen. So hopefully nothing will. As y'all know, we're coming up on the Memorial Day weekend. So hopefully you guys will be safe and have fun. And I know a lot of people got family, a lot of graduations. And again, congratulations to all the graduates from pre-K to graduate school, you know what I mean, and beyond, no matter what type of online, because that counts too. Don't sleep online. As a matter of fact, a lot of y'all that's in universities doing y'all classes online, so y'all can't be sleeping online shit. A lot of people used to sleep online. You taking online classes. Well, shit, everybody's had to take online classes during this pandemic, so. And really, to be honest with you, and I don't know why people call me when they know I'm on the show. But anyway, that's my damn neighbor. My neighbor's calling me. I'll call him back or text him. But anyway, where was I? You lost my train of thought. But so anyway, I know a lot of people, you know, doing all types of schooling right now. So if you graduated or have graduated a little bit before, at some point of this year, because some people have graduated a little earlier, including myself. So I give myself a pat on the back. Congratulations to me as well. So to everyone that's doing the graduations and the accomplishments, and you know, I'm going to go even a little deeper. Some of you guys have businesses. Y'all businesses that you guys have started this year and thriving and doing well. So I just want to say to y'all, congratulations, man. Congratulations to everybody who has a business and who's doing well, you know, on this pandemic year that we're in. So y'all just, you know, keep on pushing. Keep doing well. Keep up the good work, everyone. And, you know, next year, we'll see how next year rolls. Hopefully this pandemic will be over by then. Hopefully things will be getting back to somewhat normalcy. But I see right now a lot of y'all acting like it's back to normal anyway. You know what I mean? A lot of cities and states are opening up and kind of slowly getting back to normal. I've seen a lot of sports and stuff, and people ain't wearing masks and stuff. So at this point, man, it's really no need of me beating the dead horse about this mask thing. I know people have been vaccinated, so they feel a little safer not having to wear the mask because of being vaccinated and things of that nature. But I'm just going to say, still be careful out there. You know, it's up to you. You're grown. Do what you do what you feel is best for you. Just try to maintain some type of safety and precaution. Some type. You know what I mean? But anyway, thank everybody for listening and supporting the show as well. We really appreciate you guys. And keep telling friends and keep supporting and keep doing what you've been doing, man. But it's greatly appreciated. The numbers don't lie, you know. And, you know, so we just want to keep pushing with the numbers. There's some things that's been going on, man. There's always something going on, but there's a couple of particular things that I've been looking at to see, you know, through my little crystal ball over here. And activities that's going on with people, and you know, it's just, you know, some people are doing the most out there. Your boy Derrick Jackson's at it again, like, you know, like nothing happened. Now, I did get someone who, you know, was kind of like, yo, everybody deserves a second chance, and don't be so judgmental, and y'all judging this man. You know, when we talked last time, I didn't even get a chance to, because we was doing so much, I didn't get a chance to read it. But I did go through some emails today, and I kind of reverted back to a couple of old emails about this situation because I knew I was going to kind of discuss it a little bit. But, you know, to say to someone who's saying that, you know, you're being judgmental, everybody deserves a second chance. I agree people do deserve a second chance. Some people, you know, get third and fourth and fifth chances. But in all in life, people deserve a second chance. In some cases, I think they deserve a third chance, depending upon what it is. You know, we all make mistakes and we're human. And I think some people have lost sight of that, that, you know, human beings are made to make mistakes. But you can also recover from your mistakes. But at the same time, you got to realize this. When you can read somebody's body language and you look at the things that they do, I'm not going to say that everybody has I wouldn't even say common sense, because to that degree, it's not necessarily common sense. But everybody don't have the foresight of seeing things and seeing, reading people. Everybody don't have that. You know, some people just don't have that sense of being able to read people. Some people just, and I don't want to call everybody people gullible, but I mean, it is what it is. Some people are gullible. I'm not saying the person that emailed me was gullible. I'm just saying some people are. Some people believe everything they see on TV. Some people believe everything they read. Some people believe any little thing that's told to them by someone else, they believe it. And then some people don't, you know, they kind of look at things a little deeper before they make judgment. But with that being said, this dude's body language and the way he handled this whole thing was not of someone that was, to me, you know, deserved a second chance in my eyes. Now, then his wife, you know, whatever she want to do, she has the right to forgive and forget or however she want to do it. That's her. But I'm not in their household. You know, I'm not a part of their marriage. So whatever they do in their marriage, you know, that's them. And, you know, but at the same time, when you put yourself out there in the public like that, you open yourself up to mine and other people's opinions. If you want to keep something private, then you don't broadcast it to the world. You don't put your business out there because you know people are going to comment. You putting your business out there to get a response. You know, I live a private life. I don't put my business out in the street like that. I mean, you know, to a degree on the show, we kind of joke and talk about each other's business a little bit, but my deep personal shit, nah. I keep that on the low because I feel like everybody don't deserve my attention and you know, deserve a foot in my private life. So, again, I do feel like people do deserve second chances. I do feel like people do deserve to, you know, if they do something wrong, they should be able to have a chance to right the wrong. But when you handle your business in a certain type of fashion, then you open yourself up to a whole nother situation. So, with that being said, you know, he's back at it. I saw a little video of him, you know, making comments about women asking men to marry them and how, you know, getting on the man. And I mean, I'm like, dude, have you not learned anything from what you've done? With that being said, do y'all feel like the man, you know, the man that in these other situations, do you feel they deserve a second chance? Do you feel like they deserve some type of redemption? If they did something that was not pleasing to you and they're not even in your situation. You know, I just feel like when someone in his position always criticizing other people, and then when his situation end up not being the best, then it's like, oh, I deserve a second chance. I was wrong, and, you know, I should have done better, and I should have done better by my wife. Okay. So why are you back to your old antics? destroying other men. And you know, I mean, it's one thing to, like me, make a comment about a situation, but it's a whole other situation when you breaking people down, when your situation ain't even in the best of situations, and you just, you know, cheated on your wife. Not only did you cheat on your wife, but you were cheating on your wife and had gotten another woman pregnant. So you committed two cardinal sins. You cheated and you got another woman pregnant. And, oh, three, then you made the young lady abort the baby because you were married. So how, I mean, again, you deserve, I didn't say he never deserved a second chance. I just felt like, why are you not concentrating on your marriage? This is so fresh. Why do you just take a break and make sure your household is tight? And then your approach on criticizing other men for doing the same shit you got caught doing, maybe taking a different angle on how you criticize others for doing the shit you was doing. And you was acting holier than thou before you got caught, and still is. Like it never happened. That's my problem. That's kind of hypocritical to me. You know, I just feel like you could have done better about your own situation instead of worrying about what other people are doing point in time, because your situation is so new, just like a couple of months removed. Why are you not worrying about handling your business instead of criticizing other people and still on their backs about what they're doing? Oh, he ain't being a man. Oh, motherfucker, you ain't being a man either. You wasn't being a man. What you did to your own wife. Hypocrites, man. Hypocritical motherfuckers. That's what I don't like. And he was supposed to do a show with his wife, and I'm not saying they are not doing it. I just ain't seen a video with him and her in. I seen a video with him criticizing dudes again. I'm still waiting to see what the little couple thing that they were supposed to do together. So, I don't know, y'all. I just don't know. I just, one thing that I just don't get, no understand about how some people handle their own affairs, but they criticize other people. You know, we do a little criticizing here as well. We do it most in fun. And then we get serious. You know, we talk about things that we feel like could be done better and how people can handle things better. But, you know, at the end of the day, we don't focus on criticizing certain groups of people, we don't focus on criticizing men, or we don't focus criticizing on women or our type of race or anything like that. We equal. We are equal opportunity criticizer here. We criticize any and everybody, but it's mostly in fun. Most of it is in fun. And then, you know, we fucking criticize and make fun of our own selves. I don't see him doing that. He never criticized his own shit. He never make fun of himself. You know, we kind of at least make it, you know, we kind of break it down a little bit to the point where it's a situation where you can see us as, okay, they fuck with each other just as much as they fuck with other people. Brian be on here talking about his own penile issue. I got to give him kudos for that, because I ain't going to lie to y'all. If I had penile issues, y'all would never know. Fuck that. That's one place I'm not going to go. As I said, I have some privacy in my life. If my dick was not working, y'all would never know. I ain't telling y'all motherfuckers. Because I'm like, yo, there's some things I'm just not willing to share. Brian, on the other hand, you know, kudos to him, man. It takes a lot of guts to be able to tell, you know, hundreds of thousands of people that your dick don't work. Or you having problems with your dick. It ain't flexing like it should. It ain't jumping like it should. You know, we joke about the gas station pill. Yo, you know, pop that pill, yo. Pop that pill, yo. Hey, pop it. Nah. But, you know, but at the end of the day, we fuck with each other. It's all in fun. We love each other. We're family. You know, it's my radio family. We fuck with each other all the time. But at the end of the day, it's all entertainment. So, understand that, you know, from our perspective, when we do criticize, it's nothing personal. We only criticize things that everybody else is talking about. So it's not like we single in certain things out. If you do email us at hiphopbarbershop@gmail.com and tell us things that you want to talk about, you know, we tell you our opinion. But the one thing that you can say about us is we give you an opinion, you know it's a real opinion. Like, we're not doing this for the fluff. We're not doing this for the ratings. We're not doing it for no other reason but to give you the truth. That's it. That's what we're about, giving you the truth, giving you the real. And that's one thing, as, you know, our family, that we can say. That's why we are where we at. You know, I don't have any interest of going any further where I am. You know what I'm saying? I think I'm at a comfortable place in the game. You know, a lot of to keep the integrity of the show. You know, that's why I don't really do a lot of sponsorships and try to go corporate. You know, try to get too much corporate sponsorship and things of that nature, because when you do that, the game changes. You know, it's not, you don't have the control anymore. Someone else is controlling the show. Someone else called the shot. Someone else telling you, well, don't say this, don't say that. You know, no, we can't do this, we can't do that. I don't like that. I like to be able to control my own and do my own and control my destiny and not put it in a place of others for a couple of dollars. So, you know, with the support of you guys, the listeners, and the support of the co-hosts and people that really enjoy the show, you know, thank you, and we appreciate you. That's the reason why we're here, more so. Trust and believe, man, I am a busy person. I got a lot of shit going on in my life. And if it weren't for you guys, you know, I've been doing this for 11 years. I could retire from this. I can kick back and do, you know, not kick back and hold my ass, because that's impossible for me. I can't sit down. But, you know, I do have other businesses I run. You know, I'm a life coach, have a personal training business, and, you know, so I do have other avenues and things that require attention as well. And that's why some days we can't do the show, because I have to attend to my other business, my, you know, paying business. You know, so understand, you know, when we're not here, it's not because we don't want to be, but life happens and businesses and things of that nature. And sometimes I have to walk, step away to do that. But other than that, man, you know, we again, always ever so graciously humble to have you guys tune in, because you could be doing so much other things you could do, and you decide to hang with us here at the Hip Hop Barbershop. Also want to shout out to a couple of listeners, faithful listeners, Georgia Peach. Shout out to her. You know, she always checking in on us, like, where y'all be at, where y'all be at, y'all don't be on. What happened, y'all? So she been listening to the show for like, I would say a good 8 years. So shout out to her. Yeah, we good. Everything good. You know, checking on us. How good over there? What happened to Friday? So, yeah, we good. We appreciate you for checking in on us. But, anywho, y'all hit us up at hiphopbarbershop@gmail.com. You can call in at 516-387-1245 is the call-in number. I'm a little nasally. I apologize. I know y'all can hear it in my voice, but it's allergy season for me. So, yeah, from time to time, you know, I'll be sounding this, you know, a little nasally sometimes. But at the end of the day, you know, it's not going to stop me from joining, you know, joining the show and doing what we do here. So, yeah. It's all good. Also, I want to give a shout-out to Justin Harris, who checks in all the time as well. He always – he's one of the silent listeners who really don't email very much. But every blue moon, he'll shoot us an email, be like, hey, what's going on? Hope everything's good. I think a lot of people is looking forward to Friday's show. I think a lot of people wanted to do that little go back in time with the music because I did get quite a few emails, people that were, you know, wondering, what, you know, are we going to be on, what's going on? So to everybody who shot me an email, we're going to do this again Friday. So trust me, if we don't do it this Friday, it's going to get done. If something comes up or something happens, we will do that because I see that a lot of people want to go down memory lane and want to kind of be to read their list of songs as well. I did get quite a few lists of songs that came through. So, I just make sure that I will have this stuff. Miss Georgia Peets, I got your list. John Abrams, I got your list. Tanya Harris, I got your list. Pamela Jackson, I got your list. I can't even read this name. This is JP, I got your list. So everybody that sent their list in, I appreciate y'all. And if you want to list, send your list in, you have time because now we're pushing it back. To be honest with you guys, with such a list of all these songs, now some of them were duplicates. Some people were sitting there saying, which made that easy part easy, but when you have different people sitting there listening for the song, it's a lot of music. I have a library on my computer, no bullshit, because, you know, I DJ, especially old music. My library is like over 2,000 songs. I have over 2,000 songs. I got so many files. I got it, you know, on it, on Drive. Strictly music. And nothing else is on that Drive but music. And so it's like, even though I got all this music, it takes time for me to pull these songs and bring them in, all types of stuff. So I'm kind of glad that I didn't do it Friday because I need more time. As a matter of fact, I'll be honest with y'all. I think I'm going to wait maybe a couple weeks. Because this is hours and hours of research and putting together. And with me having such a busy schedule, I'm going to have to do a little bit per day, like a couple, maybe, you know, 30 minutes a day or something, or every other day, to compile this beautiful catalog of music that you guys sent in. Y'all got some really good – y'all got songs I won't say I forgot about them, but I kind of forgot about them. You know what I mean? Like, some of the shit, I was like, oh, shit, I remember that one. Oh, shit, I forgot about that one, but I got it. So I appreciate you guys, man. Y'all be on the shit. You know what I mean? So, yeah, we're gonna spread it out a little bit. Give me more time. I want to do it right. When you do stuff like this, you want to do it right way. You don't want to half-ass do it. You know what I mean? I don't want to kind of just throw some shit together and it sound crappy. I really want to do this the right way. So I'm going to give it a couple of more weeks. The deadline will be Friday. This week, Friday, is going to be the deadline. So you got to Friday to send your music in that way. And then it gives me another week or so to put it all together. And then when we do the show, it's going to be a beautiful, beautiful show. I promise you guys. So you got till Friday. Send your list in at hiphopbarbershop@gmail.com. Make sure you put old school R&B, the subject line. And make sure it's like, I did have some people, I don't know if they misheard me, but I had some people send me some like up-tempo music. This ain't going to be that show. Well, I want to dance with somebody. Whitney Houston. Somebody put that one. I mean, it's a great song, but it's not ain't nobody fucking on I Want to Love Somebody. Who fucking to that? Let's be honest. Who's fucking? I mean, it is talking about love, but I don't think she had fucking in mind when she made I Want to Dance with Somebody. I think she was like talking about she just wanted to be, you know, with her dude in a happy place, dancing and just feeling good. I don't think she was talking about fucking in that song. Now, if you got fucking out of that, some people have some, you know, they just kind of be on some other stuff, and I guess they can get fucking out of anything. But I guarantee, I promise you, Whitney was not thinking about fucking when she did that song. I can pretty much guarantee, I mean, you know, I can't speak for her. She's no longer with us. May she rest in peace. But I can kind of have a great idea. I mean, some of y'all right now, why don't you Google the lyrics and shit and read the lyrics and you tell me if you think Whitney was talking about fucking. Or she even had any type of, you know, she was in the studio like, wow, man, people going to fuck to this. You know, generally when some people do certain songs, they like, yeah, this baby making music, right? A lot of you millennials out here was made off of prime example. We was talking about LSG, My Body. A lot of some of y'all motherfuckers was fucking conceived off that song. I don't think none of y'all was conceived off the Whitney Houston's I Want to Dance with Somebody. And if y'all was, God damn. That's all I got to say about that. God damn, really? You know, I mean, when I think of that song, I'm just like, oh, that's nice, Whitney, happy place. You know, you want to be with your man, and you want to dance, and you want to be loved, and you just want to be happy. You know, you just want to kind of just, you know, smile, and yeah, with my baby, and we dancing, and we're happy. Now, could you imagine if never mind, I ain't going to go there. I'm going to leave that alone. I ain't going to get too deep. I love Whitney Houston. I have high respect for her, even though, you know, it was sad at the end for Whitney, though. It was real sad at the end. Her and Bobby, Christina. Real sad, man. It's tragic shit, man. That's why y'all got to be careful of the road you choose in life, man. You could be so high one day, you could be on top of the world, and then you could be in a fucking ditch. At the, you know, from one day at the top, the next day you could be down in a fucking ditch, in the gutter, breathing your last fucking breath. You know, some of the people you think have your best interest at heart don't have your best interest. Some of the people you trust with your life don't give a fuck about you, man. some people that you put so much validity and just high regard, they don't have the same regard for you. So you have to be careful who you fucking with and who you bring in your circle as well. Everybody don't mean you well. So always keep in mind, you know, that one saying, keep your friends close and keep your enemies closer. You always need to know what the fuck they doing. And really, to some of y'all out there in these relationships and shit, y'all be careful as well. Y'all be real careful. You know, there are some people out there that just, you know, you think they love you and they don't. Or you think they, you know, they wouldn't hurt you, but they will. Just understand this. I was watching, it was a documentary, right? Listen, there's some shit about me y'all don't know. You know what I mean? That I do in my spare time. But I do a lot of research. I do a lot of research in my spare time. I do. Y'all know I'm a big YouTuber. And, you know, not just YouTube, but, you know, any type of outlet where I could gain knowledge, books, you know, I mean, but we are also in, you know, the modern era. So, you know, just like back in the day, we had the encyclopedias. Well, you don't have them anymore. They don't have the encyclopedias like we used to have, where the motherfucker used to come to your door and shit and sell you 32 motherfucking encyclopedias. Your mom buys them and shit. And because your mom spent all that money for that fucking that set, she makes you fucking read the motherfucker. She makes you go through. Listen, I appreciate, you know what? Let me say this, man. Big shout out to my parents. A lot of shit that they made me do that I hated, I'm so glad they did it now. It helped shape and mold me to the man that I am. I feel like had some of the things they would have never done, I think I probably would have turned out a different person, and I probably wouldn't like the person that I would have turned out into. As a matter of fact, I know I wouldn't have. But having that balance and being able to, you know, some of the things that they made, like my pops would make me work with him. I enjoyed cars. I enjoyed fucking cars. I didn't mind, you know, helping him build a motor and shit. I helped my pops build a fucking motor in a car. Now, I'd never do that shit again. That's a work. I wouldn't sit here and do that as a job for other people. But people who know me personally know I love cars. I enjoy working on my shit. I work on my own cars. I say with the Nets, all of them. I have the ability to work on my cars. I save myself so much money. You wouldn't believe my, you know, I have an Escalade. And the money, there's some shits I won't do. Some things I won't touch because it just, it's so fucking tedious. I feel like I would rather spend the money than to fucking drop the engine. You would have to have, you know, you would have to be able to have a horse to, you know, crank the engine. You know, pull the engine out. I don't have the tools. I'm not going to do that. That's too much. So, yeah, I've done some shit in my transmission. Like, recently. No, it was last year. Last year. I had to change the sensors out of my transmission. I opened that bitch up and changed it. You know, I saved myself so much money being able to do these things myself. Now, I won't do that for other people. I won't go in nobody else's car. I wouldn't be a mechanic to say, listen, if my life counts, fuck that. One thing I would not do, there's things I could do, I won't do that because people are so picky and they are so adamant. And when you do work, then they want to fuck with you about paying you and, oh, well, you know, this didn't work. No, fuck that. I'm good. I work on my own cars. I won't work on other people's cars ever. Fuck that. I'm good. It's just not even worth the money to me. So, but anyway, back to my point, you know, but my parents, by making me doing things as a young kid, kind of helped me to be self-sufficient as a grown-ass man. I do, you know, like I said, I used to work my pops. My pops used to do heat and air. Used to do all kind of, you know, side work back in the day. I learned to do so much. I do my own home. I do so much my own work at home. I don't pay people to do, which is very expensive. I'm saying all this to say, I have a point to this. My point is, parents, you have to be pick and choose, you know, when you make your kids do certain things. Again, we talked about this last week. Handcuff them to the point where they want to do stuff and you handcuff them and make, you know, and tell them, no, don't do this, don't do this, don't do this, don't do this. If it's something that they have a dream in, as long as it don't hurt them. Now, if it's something that's, you know, that's endangering their life, yes, don't do it. But I'm talking about, like, I want to go into the military. Now, that might be something you don't believe in, but they believe in it. So you should allow them, just because you have a problem or whatever, you should allow them that chance. They'll figure it out. If they don't like it, trust me, they'll get out. Trust me. If it's not for them, trust me, you'll know. But you should let them opportunity to try things. You know, and some of the things that my parents made me do that I didn't like at the time, I'm so thankful because now in later life, I use all that shit. I'm still using the shit that I've learned when I was a kid. I'll use it today, working on my own cars, doing shit in my home, rebuilding my own shit in my own house, knowing how to do shit, electrical work. I installed an outlet in my backyard. Didn't have one when I bought the house. I ain't give a fuck. I said, I know how to do it, and I did it, and it works. Just use it today. That would have cost me hundreds of dollars, probably about $500, including materials. Let your kids learn shit, man, that can help them later in life. Don't hinder them. Don't handcuff them. Let them learn. Let them explore shit. It's okay. But anyway, back to my story. Yeah, I like to kind of do research, especially for this show. I like to look at shit. I'm constantly learning things. I'm a spiritual person. And, you know, I still read the Bible. I got the shit on my phone, actually, and I got the audio books on my phone. So if I don't have the time to read, I can just click on the audio book and listen to so someone read it to me while I'm doing stuff. Because you got to stay grounded. You know, I know some people, they going back to church and stuff like that, and that's cool. But if you don't have a church to go to, or let's just say, you know, just like during pandemic, whatever the case may be, what do you do? You ain't got to stop just because everybody else stopped. You figure a way. You get some audio books. If you can't read it, I don't mean because you're illiterate, but I'm just saying you can't read it because you don't have the time to sit down and read it. Download the Bible on it's on Google App Store. You can download the Bible and listen to it. But anyway, this is my point. I'm going off my point. My point is the devil send people to you too. And a lot of times people think, oh, you know, God sent me this handsome man, or God sent me this beautiful woman, and you know, I'm in love, and God has really blessed me with this person in my life. Well, let me tell you something. The devil do it too. The devil will send someone to infiltrate your life. And the prime example I can give you was Adam and Eve. How did the devil infiltrate Adam? He tried and tried, and Adam was like, fuck you, man. He didn't say that literally. I'm going to use my version of it. Adam said, fuck you, dog. I ain't with that bullshit you talking about, bruh. Get out my face. God being God, we cool, we close, we tight. All that bullshit you trying to do, trying to get me, I ain't with it. Get the fuck out of here. So the devil slithered his ass all out the way. Then when God created Eve, because Adam was so good and had been such a great person, but he was alone, God said, you know what, Adam? But as he slept, he took his rib and he made a woman and said, you know what, Adam? It's going to be me and you, bruh. You need a companion. You need someone to be able to walk the earth with other than dealing with that fucking devil who's slithering on his belly, always fucking with you about doing shit that you ain't got no business doing. So he created a woman. And mind you, I know everybody don't believe in this, but this is what I believe in, so I'm going to talk about it. Okay? If you don't like it, too bad. Go find something else to do. But anyway, back to my point. So the devil tempted Eve. He infiltrated Eve, tempted her to do what he tried to get Adam to do for a long time and couldn't get him to do it. So he used Eve, and then Eve, you know, went to Adam, and then because Adam was, you know, Adam loved Eve so much, he disobeyed God. And that's what I'm talking about, to the point where the devil, that's how he infiltrated Adam. By through Eve, because he couldn't do it himself. And this is the same way that he did Adam. He could do you the same way through people. So you got to understand that everything is not of God. And sometimes God will allow it just because he want to see how you know, how you're going to handle the situation. That's what they call tests. God do test us, and God allow things for, you know, to see how we going to handle certain things. Because in the Bible it says the rain will fall on the just and unjust alike. See, y'all didn't know y'all probably didn't know I fuck with the Bible like that. I can quote some shit. Now, I'm not one of them motherfuckers to sit here and quote everything in the Bible, but be doing the total opposite. Now, I don't know. I ain't one of them type of people. Them hypocrites, they quote every line in the Bible. I ain't gonna lie to you. I don't trust motherfuckers sit here and quote every line. I don't trust them. I'm sorry. I don't. If you one of them people, I'm sorry. If you offended, hey, you just offended. I don't trust the motherfucker that sit here and can quote every scripture and just tell you how you doing wrong, and they quote the scripture and tell you, nah, man. Gave you some quotes. I sit here and gave you a story or two. I'll do that. I'm not going to sit here and give you every quote. I know a lot of scriptures. I do. And I'm not going to do that because I don't trust motherfuckers to sit here and quote scriptures, throw scriptures at you and shit. I don't trust that shit. So I'm not going to do it. But I throw something little every now and then just because, just to show you that, yes, I do. And I do believe and I do read and I do listen. Some of y'all doubters out there, yeah, you don't do that. Yeah, I do. I can tell you the whole Ten Commandments, which is really, to me, is one of the simplest things that anybody can, but some of you'll be surprised. Everybody don't know them all. But my point is to what I was saying. Let's get out. I'm going off the topic. Be careful. The devil send people to your way as well. The devil used people to infiltrate your life, because if you of God, you believe in God wholeheartedly, you live your life and you praise God all the time, the devil will test you. Okay, you believe in God, I'm going to test you. Let me see how deep you are. Let me see if you where you say you are with the God. Let me try you for a second. Because throughout the Bible, every great man that was highly favored by God was tested by the devil. Every one of them. Not one man that had favor of God was not tested. All of them. Every last one of them were tested by the devil. God allowed them. God allowed it. So don't think that you are above being tested. Don't think that you are so highly favored that you can't be tested. As a matter of fact, you're the one that probably have to be worried about being the most tested. The more favored you are, the more problems and tests you will endure, because the devil is going to try you. And if he can't get to you one way, trust and believe, he'll get to you through another way. He'll backdoor your ass. The devil is very clever and very smart. I think a lot of people don't give the devil credit as crafty as he is. But he's a very crafty. You got to remember, before he was kicked out of heaven, he was the number one. He was God's right hand. Very crafty and smart. So, y'all be careful out here. Y'all be real careful about the people you have in your circles. Even your family members, man, get you too. Don't think, hell, he gets you through your family members. Boy, he gets you in because they're the closest people to you. So, you just got to understand and see for what it is, and you have to handle it accordingly. People that I deal with that are in my family that I know that just ain't no good, I still love them. I have love for them. I just don't deal with them. I don't allow them to infiltrate my life because I don't deal with them in that way. I see you. Hello. Wave at you. How you doing? Hope y'all good over there. Y'all keep y'all asses over there. Y'all ain't coming nowhere near me. You ain't finna destroy my shit. Fuck that. I always keep that in mind, people. These fucking very toxic relationships and these highly toxic people that you dealing with and you see or you sleeping with and you don't always mean you well. Just because it feel good don't make it good. Just because it feel right don't mean it's right. Because the devil will play on your feelings too. He'll play on your feelings. He knows something's feeling good to you and it's right to you. And if he can infiltrate that person, believe he going to do it. Now, not saying this to cause suspicion. I'm just saying this to make sure that you guys making good life choices for yourself. You know, especially when your shit going right. That's when you really get tested. Not when necessarily when your stuff is bad. A lot of times we feel like when things are going wrong, the test is when you're doing well. The test is when you up and you high. Things are just clicking on all cylinders. That's when the test hits you. That's when you need to worry. That's when you need to be most worried. When your life is going so good and so well, that's when you worry about the test, not when you low and you're in the dirt and shit. How much, when you're in the fucking gutter, right, and you're struggling, where, you might say, Lord, help me in this and that and the other, right? But we know you're going to ask for help when you're fucking down. That's inevitable. So what the fuck someone got to test you for when you're down? But when you up, and you're doing well, you're not, some of you guys, I'm not saying all of you, some of you guys don't even acknowledge God for all your gain and the things that you're doing well. You only call on them when shit is bad. Some of you. You got to acknowledge and praise when you're doing well. God don't even hear you when you're doing well. He don't even know. He is quiet as cricket. So that's, of course, when the tests come because, okay, you don't say nothing. I don't hear you. I ain't heard a prayer from you in 6 months, 2 years. I haven't heard a thank you, Lord, in decades. Okay. What happens when you meet a woman that's beautiful? She evil as fuck, though. And she tearing your shit up from the inside. They've poisoned. Then what? I just got emails like, you preaching tonight, huh? You know, sometimes you just got to, yeah, sometimes you do. Sometimes you got to just say, hey, you know, I'm kicking it by myself right now. So I feel like, you know, sometimes you got to give a sermon sometimes, especially for yous out there who, you know, ain't really had one in a while. Y'all just, you know, doing your thing. I think sometimes you got to be reminded. Sometimes you got to be reminded. This is what I call a friendly reminder. You know, when you owe a bill and shit, and you know how when they send you that friendly reminder that, hey, you owe us $500, a friendly reminder, you be saying like, God damn, that ain't friendly. What the fuck am I owe you $500? Ain't nothing friendly about $500, motherfucker. That ain't friendly at all. Friendly is when I owe you $10. And you remind me of $10. That's friendly to me. But when you're talking about $500, $700, $1,000, you know, $1,200, my fucking mortgage company be sending me friendly reminders. I'd be like, look, motherfucker, that ain't friendly to me. I don't need no friendly. I'd be mad as shit when I get their reminders. I mean, it's helpful, excuse me. But I know I owe y'all motherfuckers. I know, listen, I make sure that. Matter of fact, I don't even know why they send my shit is on fucking auto anyway, but they still send it. But I appreciate it because that to me, it's keeping me honest. It makes sure that I remember that by the 12th to have that money. If I gotta do some fucking playing around with my accounts, if I gotta, you know, switch money over from one account to the next, motherfucker, you better do it by the 12th. Or you going to be bouncing some shit. You know, so I appreciate it. Even though I don't like seeing it, I still appreciate it. Thank you. Yeah, I appreciate it. I know about the 12th. Yeah, motherfucker. Yeah, I know. Thank you very much. I'll make sure I had a goddamn shit in there by midnight and shit. So a lot of times, friendly reminders are not always the best thing for you. But you need them. You need them. You still need them. You need to have them. You know, they're much needed because just in case you forget, just in case the 12th comes by and you think it's the 9th, but it's really the fucking 12th. And then that shit bounces and it fucks your account up and then the bank takes $50 out of your account just for putting, you know, ha-ha, motherfucker. You didn't pay, so we going to take $50. Thank you. Free $50. We appreciate it. Bank don't give a fuck. They want your money. They like when you bounce shit because they getting that fee. They don't give a fuck. So just look at this for me to you as a friendly reminder for those of you who do believe. Now, if you don't believe, you know, hey, carry on in life. Carry on with your business. I'm not here to convert nobody. I'm not here to tell you who to believe in. You know, you grown as hell. It's not my job to tell people what to believe in. It's not. So, you know, you live your life accordingly. But those who do, I feel like sometimes I just gotta give you that little push. And say, hey, remember, the devil is still around and kicking. He's still doing his shit. Don't think just because the things are going well for you that he ain't, you know, you exempt from being fucked with by him. He want to fuck with you more when you're doing very well. He want to tear your ass down to the lowest common denominator. He don't give a fuck when you're doing wrong, when you're doing bad. Because he wants to steal the glory from God. He wants to take the glory away. And when, you know, when you're doing well, you get, you know, your glory is going to who? To God, right? Thank you, Lord. You blessed me so much. The devil's sitting there, okay, I'm going to see how you is when I try to destroy your shit. How grateful are you going to be? Are you going to turn on him? Are you going to turn your back on him? Or are you going to keep on praising? So, at the end of the day, my family out there, friends, family, y'all be careful. Be careful who you sleeping with. Be careful who you call friend. Be careful who you, even with your enemies, man. Be careful with everything, everybody. Because that one person might be just the one to bring your ass down. Destroy your life. Especially for you men out there that, you know, you fellas out there that meet these women and, you know, they don't really mean you well. You know, I won't say more for women because you generally women, I mean, you guys, yeah, y'all, okay. I'm gonna try to figure out how I'm gonna say this because I know that I might get some hella backlash, but actually, it's kind of a compliment, but it's kind of a backhanded compliment at the same damn time. But now, okay, it ain't backhanded, but I'm just gonna say it's kind of me being kind of just, you know, cautious about things, but women, y'all generally, y'all smart as fuck. I'm just going to say that. Women are very smart. And they can be very conniving, and they can be very calculating. So, fellas, when I say, you know, y'all have to not take these women lightly and think, you know, oh, I can trick this woman and, you know, things of that nature, because a lot of times you think you're tricking them and they tricking your ass. Excuse me. And so just don't think you getting over, because they know, and you may not know they know, and they may not say nothing, but they know. So at the end of the day, as men, we have to realize these things and act accordingly. That's why so many men get caught in their shit and they cheating and shit and they, you know, they thinking, oh, yeah, you know, I get away with this shit. And not necessarily. It's just she's waiting for the right time to spring this shit on your ass. At the end of the day, be careful, you know. My thing is, if you know, because I understand by some men and women, this go both sides. If you want to play, why you got to be in a relationship? Just be single. This is one thing I cannot understand for the life of me. And if you can help me out, shoot me an email by hiphopbarbershop@gmail.com. Why do some people feel the need to cheat when it's easier to be single and you can fuck whoever you want to fuck? You can be in 20, I won't say relationship because you're not, you know, if you fucking, you ain't in a relationship per se, you just kind of, well, physical. Okay, we'll call it a physical relationship. You could be in as many physical relationships as you like without the consequences because you're single. So why would you put yourself in a relationship, have someone with feelings, and then you're sitting there cheating behind their back when you can do this single. And you ain't got to have no repercussions, because at the end of the day, and I tell fellas all the time, as long as you up front tell a woman, if they come at you and say, hey, I'm looking for you, say, listen, I'm not trying to have a relationship right now. I'm not trying to be in a relationship. You know, I'm just taking time for myself, but, you know, we can kick it. And if she agreed to that shit, you good. She can't never get mad. She can, but she can't really, what she can do about it. She agreed to the shit. And same way with men, ladies. As long as you be open and be upfront and the person agree with it, yeah, they can get mad. They can say they don't like it, but what can they do about it? Nothing. Nothing you can do about it. Because you made an agreement. Now, if you don't like it, you can walk away. That's the beauty of it. You can walk away. You don't have to stay in it. But at the end of the day, until you walk away, you agree to the shit. So what I don't understand, I kind of do, but for the sake of the show, because I want to hear what you guys have to say. Why do people cheat when they don't have to cheat? If you don't want, if you want to be with more than one person, you don't want to settle down, be single. Now, I know some people say it ain't that easy. Yeah, it is that easy. Part of the thing is some people are selfish as fuck. And so they feel like I want the benefits of a relationship, but I want to be single. But I can't be single because this person is not going to give me the benefits of a relationship. So I'm going to have to be with this person, but then live a single life, you know, live a separate life, a secret life as a single person, you know, kind of like the dude who had, you know, 13 women. You know, I, for the life of me, I just don't understand, well, what man in their right mind would want to deal with that many women. One woman is listen, ladies, I'm not saying this as a diss to y'all, right? I'm not. So let me say that before I say what I'm about to say, because I know a lot of y'all might think I'm trying to talk down, and I'm not, man. Women are beautiful. You guys are smart and beautiful. Some of y'all from conniving motherfuckers, but at the end of the day, I said some, I didn't say all. But women are beautiful and smart, and, you know, it's you know, like I said, I couldn't imagine life without y'all, okay? Let me put that out there before I say what I'm about to say. Y'all help life, you know, y'all help life to be beautiful. Now, some of y'all with y'all stinking-ass attitudes and just nasty and all of that, and I mean, when I say nasty, I'm not talking about physically nasty. I'm just saying just nasty people. You know, we could do without that, but I'm just talking about generally speaking, there are some nice women out here, you know. But anyway, saying that to say, I can't understand the life of me why a man wants to deal with three women, two women. It's a one woman is a handful. I'm talking about that's like a full-time fucking job, mentally, physically. It's like a full-time job. So when you're dealing with two, three, four, it's like you got four jobs. Each woman is a job. So if you got two, that's two jobs. If you got three, that's three fucking jobs, and so on. Why would you want that many fucking jobs? They require attention. They require a lot of shit. Money. They want money. They want time. They want gifts. They want everything. So when you got two women that want the same shit, that's a lot of shit to be giving up. Money, time, gifts, trips, whatever. That's a lot, man. Fuck that. I'm good. I'm good, man. That's just, to me, it's just too much to be trying to uphold, and it just ain't even worth it. Especially if you got, you know, some part-time, you know, side chick or whatever. And, you know, the side chick won't just as much as the main chick, even though she, you know, she on the side and she'll work with you on shit, but that's a heavy price. That's a heavy price. But anyway, I just don't understand it. It's too much. Now, some of you might like, well, that's too much to you, but I can, more power to you, brother. and it's not just the men. You know, the ladies, now, fellas, y'all got to understand, when a woman have a side dude, it's a little different. Men and women, you know, when dudes have, it's a side guy, right? It's not much required of him because at the end of the day, the main dude or the husband or whatever, whoever, the main guy, the boyfriend, the husband, you know, he's the provider or he's the one that's there. He's the one that kind of upholds everything. The side dude just picking up. It generally, a lot of times, it just be sexually. Yeah, but sometimes it be a little financially, but it's mostly sexual when the woman had a side dude. So the side dude really don't have a lot to do. He just got to fuck. As long as he fucking and tearing that pussy up, he good. She don't require as much for him. But when you a man with a woman, though, it's a total different. You got to pay money. When you got a side chick, first of all, you paying for a silence, too. Y'all motherfuckers got to understand. You got a side chick, you paying for silence. You paying on her. You paying for her not to tell your woman. You know, you know she demands shit because she feel like, oh, I deserve. You know how these women get. They deserve. Listen. Even though I'm your side chick, I still deserve. So, you know, you gotta kinda maintain a little bit something. You gotta put a little work in with the side chick. She ain't just having you just to fuck and leave. Cause she can get dick anywhere. Side chick can get dick anywhere, yo. Some of y'all gotta understand. It's more than just a dick. Cause she can get it from anybody, any fucking where. So you don't think you special, nigga. Don't think because, oh, yeah, I'm putting it down. Nah, she can get another motherfucker can do the same shit you can do. Probably can do it better. So don't be on your high horse, man, thinking, oh, yeah, you know, I got my side piece. Okay, whatever. You better wake the fuck up. But the lady's a little different. You know, a woman is way different. She if she cheats, is. You know, she ain't just going to cheat just to be cheating like men do. There's reasons behind. There's a lot of other shit involved. It's, you know, it's things in play for a woman to do that. And so when she does that, she, you know, it's kind of a whole different scenario. It's not the same. Because some of us men fuck anything. You know, we don't give a fuck. As long as it's wet and warm, we'll do it. Some of us. So a lot comes with that. A lot comes with that bullshit. So at the end of the day, you got to figure, is it worth it? And some of y'all whole worlds didn't crumble this shit because you guys have put y'all faith in the wrong people. And again, I'm not shaming nobody. I don't judge. I don't care. And so if you in a side relationship, it's cool. You know what I'm saying? It's cool because at the end of the day, that's what you want. And who am I to anybody tell you you shouldn't want what you want? You deserve that. I'm just saying at the end of the day, if that's what you choose, would come with great power comes great responsibility. So when you juggling more than one woman or more than one man, you know, you got to be ready for the consequences that might come behind that. You know, I have clients that are dealing with stuff like that. And it's like, you have to, you know, and when things don't end up being right for them, you know, it's always, why did this happen to me? Or why am I in this position? Or why does this situation happen? And your actions, you got to be, you just have to be responsible for your actions at the end of the day. and your consequences. You have to live up to the consequences. It's like if I was selling drugs, knowing it's, you know, it's illegal, you know, now I end up getting caught, there's consequences, right? I enjoyed the money while I was getting it, right? Oh, it was good when I was getting the money, but then when I got caught, you got to deal with the consequences. So, at the end of the day, like I said, people, always be mindful for whatever you're doing. You grown, do it. If it makes you feel good, do it. I'm not here to tell you you shouldn't do anything. You can, ladies, you want to be a hoe? Be a good hoe. I'm serious. Like, no talk. If you want to be a hoe, be a good hoe. Just understand that there are consequences of being a hoe. Just make sure that you be the safest hoe out there. Make sure you wrap up. Make sure you do things that are going to keep you safe out there. Hell, there's crazy niggas out here. I mean, let's keep it real. I ain't even talking about diseases. I'm talking about lunatics out here. You got women come up missing every day. Women getting killed every day. You got to factor that into your equation of what you're doing out here. Women setting dudes up. They getting killed out here. I mean, it's crazy. I just saw a story where this chick was setting guys up and she got killed. The dude that she set up found out it was her. And he and his boys went, beat her ass so bad. I mean, beat the brakes off this girl. And then shot her in the head. Shot her like 5 times. I said, damn, this girl must have hit somebody for a serious lick. But, yeah. So, you know, people are like, oh, my God, why they do this to her? And, you know, men, you know, why these men? Listen, again, this is why I look into things before I make my comments. Now, was it wrong? Yes. Was she wrong? Hell yeah. But again, prime example, consequences. She probably still out of there if she wouldn't have set the man up. Thinking they ain't going to find out, and they find out. What do you think they're going to do? You know, I feel bad that the girl went out like that, but you got to think, man. You got here setting dudes up and doing shit like this. Listen, I'm going to tell y'all this. I knew a girl. She was a stripper. It was back in the day. That was her thing. She would meet guys in the club. She would set them up. She was doing shit all the time. And me and her were really cool. And I always told her, like, yo, you need to slow down. You know, you need to stop doing this shit. You know, but, hey, she was doing her thing. Come to find out, see some guys from Miami was coming up to, you know, back then, man, Miami. Well, I would say even to this day, you're talking about pipeline. I'm not going to go too deep in that, but just know, going up 85, 75, 95, hot. It's a hot zone. Okay, I'm just going to say that. I'm going to leave it at that. But anyway, she met these guys from Miami, and she set up one of the guys. But to me, what was done was the girl worked at the strip club. So you send people up, and they know where you work, right? This is the dumbest shit ever. May she rest in peace. May she rest in peace. She was really a good person. I don't know how she got mixed up in that shit. But anyway, they found her ass in the trunk. She went missing, and hell, you can look it up. I'm sure you can look it up. This happened in the early 90s here in Atlanta, but they found her ass in the trunk, shot up in the trunk. Never found the guys, but they found her body in a rental car in a trunk, shot up. at the end of the day, again, we have to be careful and know that there are consequences to our actions. Yes, we have a church tonight. So please, y'all, be careful. Be safe. Think about the things that you're doing before you do them, especially when they're illegal or, you know, you just doing something that you shouldn't do to other people. Because remember, the universe, talk about this shit all the time, universe is a motherfucker. What you put into the universe is going to come back to you. What you attract, what you put out is what you attract. So if you out here doing bullshit, trust me, the bullshit is going to come back on you. It's going to come back on you tenfold. That's just how the universe works. I'm sorry. I didn't create it. I didn't create the rules. I know the rules very well, though. Trust and believe that. And if you don't believe in it, then so be it. That's you. But some of y'all wondering why y'all lives are so fucked up and why you can't get it. Y'all remember the movie Life. They remember old Can't Get Right. Some of y'all like Can't Get Right. You can't get right. You wonder why your life just always just in a bad spot. Why is my friend doing well? Or my family members doing well? My sister, my brother, my cousin. Why are they doing so well? They got nice crib. They doing well. But why am I so always in the dirt? Why am I always having issues? Why am I always having problems? Why can't I get out of this bad rut that I'm in? Well, maybe because of what you attracting. Or ladies, how about this one? Why am I attracting these sorry niggas? Why are these sorry niggas always trying to talk to me? Why do I always have the no good motherfuckers that's always trying to talk to me? Decisions, choices, what you attract, the vibe you giving off, we have to be mindful of that. You know, if you want some things to change, you have to make a change within yourself. You got to look at yourself in the mirror and ask yourself, like, be real, keep it real with yourself. I think that's part of the problem why a lot of us are where we at, because we don't keep it real with ourselves. We don't be honest with ourselves and tell ourselves what we need to hear. You know, we say we want to do better. We want to, you know, I want to do better. I want to start a new life. Okay, if you want that, that's cool. But you got to put it in play for it to happen. It's not going to come to you. It's not going to fall in your lap. Ladies, some of y'all, you need to change maybe the men that you, like, as for example, if you have a type, right? And it ain't working out for you. I like tall, dark, and handsome. But every tall, dark, handsome nigga you meet is always the one you want, right? Okay, maybe you need to get somebody else. Maybe you need to change up. Maybe you need to try something a little different. Maybe you, you know, need to look elsewhere and try a different approach. Maybe it's the men that you turn down. Maybe them the ones you need to be with. But you never give them a chance because you don't like it. You know, I don't like that type. I don't like short dudes. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying you don't, you know, you downgrade. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying there's some short dudes out here that's doing well for themselves that are good men. I'm not saying find a sorry short dude, but maybe you can find you a good upstanding short dude that's doing well. Maybe you just need to try him out. Because the tall, dark, and handsome just ain't working out for you. Because every tall, dark, and handsome nigga you meet, do you want. But I tell y'all earlier, what feels good is always not what's good for you. I just got an email. Y'all stupid. Y'all are stupid. I just got an email. This young lady said, hey, Jizzle, I tried the tall, dark, handsome. I tried the short and stubby, None of this shit is working for me. What I need to do?
Okay.
I'm going to give y'all some free advice. I usually charge for this shit, but because we on the show and I love y'all so much, I ain't even charging y'all for this shit. Y'all take some goddamn notes. Let's get your pens and pads out there. Let's do this. Okay, hold on a second. Hold on a second, y'all. I got it. I need a drink. I need a drink real fast. Y'all give me 1 second. While I'm working on this, y'all hit us up at hiphopbarbershop@gmail.com. I got emails coming in. I got emails from the ladies. They're challenging me a little bit. And it's cool. I love this. I love to be challenged. Because right now it seems like a lot of ladies are kind of disappointed with what's going on with their relationships and stuff and things are going on with some of these men that they're dealing with. So hold on a second. We're going to talk about this. I love the challenge. I'm getting a good beer. Let's see. Am I going to drink Bud Light or drink Corona? I'm drinking the Corona. Okay, I'm doing the Corona. Hold on, y'all. Y'all got me drinking tonight. But it's cool, though. I need a beer. Okay. Let me open this, and then we're going to get into this shit right here. Hold on. Again, I apologize. My allergies are tripping. Allergy season for me. And so I'm a little nasally and I'm a little wheezy, but you know what? As they say, one monkey don't stop no show, so we're going to keep this thing popping. All right. Hope y'all got y'all shit because I'm going to give it to you. Give it to you raw and real. Okay? Listen. We going to still be friends after this, and I love y'all. But I'm going to give y'all some real shit, and I want y'all to listen to me very carefully, okay, ladies? And sometimes that defense mechanism comes in, and y'all don't want to hear this shit, right? So y'all just be dismissive of shit. But I really don't need y'all to be dismissive, because if y'all ask me these questions y'all asking me, evidently there's a problem, right? So, I'm going to be this problem solver, but y'all got to pay attention. Okay, so let me address some of these emails right quick and these issues that's going on with some of y'all. All right, so this one right here. Okay, this email is from Tina. Tina says, listen, I understand what you're saying, but I'm really tired of these men dogging me out. I'm a very successful black woman handling my business. And every time I turn around, you got these men who can't handle a successful woman. I got everything. I got a car. I got a house. And I still can't find a decent man. Oh, my God. Okay. All right. Okay. Okay. All right. Are you ready for the truth? I know some of y'all can't handle it. Some of y'all can't. Some of y'all can't handle the truth, but I'm finna give it to you. You know what your problem is? Part of the problem is it's not about the intimidation. You just sat there and gave me your autobiography. You a successful black woman. Men are intimidated by you. It's all about you, right? So when you meet a man, right, and you throw it, just the shit you just threw at me, you throw the same shit at him. I got my own business. I am successful. I don't need a man. I got everything. What decent man want to deal with a woman that has everything and don't want to build shit with him? You got everything. What the fuck? You got it all. What am I in your life for? Why would I want a relationship with you when I can't build shit with you? And then when you get mad at me, you throw this shit in my face, and then you kick me out the house, and I leave the house with not a damn thing because you had everything, and I move in with you and I don't have shit. And then, of course, let's keep it real, you gonna throw the shit up in my face every time we get in an argument. This is my house. This is my shit. You can get the fuck out. Who the fuck wants to hear that? Who the fuck wants to endure a relationship with someone who has everything and throws it up in their face when things go wrong and demasculate the man? So I would say to you, young lady, you need to humble yourself a little bit. If you really want a good man, now, let me tell you this. A shitty man will deal with your bullshit. A man who ain't got shit, who ain't can't handle his own, he gonna deal with your bullshit just because he needs you, right? He needs you because he don't have shit of his own. So he'll put up with your bullshit and put up with your, you know, demasculation. He'll put up with your, you know, your just nastiness toward him because he really don't have a choice. He ain't got nowhere to fucking go. What the fuck? If I was a homeless motherfucker, I'd deal with this shit too till I get on my feet. Because to me, and it ain't just me, some men would be like, fuck it, I'd be homeless than deal with some shit like that. Now, I wouldn't go that far. Fuck that. I'd rather be in the warm bed than be in the street and shit. But at the end of the day, what I'm saying is you full of yourself, young lady. Like, you got to understand, when you're in a relationship with a good man, I'm talking about a real man, I ain't talking about no bullshit. The shit that you've been attracting, that's why you're attracting it. Because of what you put out. A real man, a real good man who works every day, who wants to come home to a nice meal, wants to share and grow with a woman, a real man, he's not going to deal with that shit. Because he want to deal with a humble woman. He want to deal with a woman that appreciate him, who is humble. So when they're together, he feels like a man because she's humble. But if you ain't humble and I'm with you, you throwing all the shit at me like it's about you. I have no feelings. Like, I don't have just because I'm a man, I'm not supposed to have feelings. And that's where y'all get the game fucked up. You want a man to say, oh, well, I want a man to love me, which love is a feeling, right? If I love you, that's feelings involved, right? Make sure I'm right with this. If I'm wrong, correct me and shit. Let me know if I'm wrong. Last time I checked, if I love you, there's feelings, right? But then if I express my feelings, I'm in my feelings. Why are you in your feelings? Y'all got the game fucked up, people. What do you want? A man with no feelings, or you want a man with feelings? You can't pick and choose when you want the man to have feelings. When he expressed some wrong shit, oh, you in your feelings. Like I'm a bitch or something. Like I'm some kind of hoe. Where I, as a man, I shouldn't have feelings. But then if I don't express to you the love and affection you want, I'm not an affectionate man. Listen, we got to be able to not try to have this shit both ways. Either we're going to want a man with feelings or you just want a nigga that ain't got no feelings. Which one? You can't do both. Some of you say, well, why I can't? Because this shit ain't right. If you want a man to be right with you, you have to be right with him as well. Stop being selfish. Stop wanting it all and don't want to give nothing back. We have to do a give and take here. It's like tug of war. You got the little fucking string, you got the rope, and you got the bandana that's in the middle, and you got to pull, one side got to pull it to where it's on their side, right? And then the other person falls in the water. We got to stop playing tug of war in relationships. We got to stop being jealous of our mates. That's another issue. You can't be jealous of your mate. That shit right there, the jealousy, I'm not even just talking about a jealous man or woman of you know, you jealous because they're, you know, as far as other women, other men. We just talking about jealousy in the relationship. If your wife or your husband's doing well and you're jealous of it, that's some bullshit. Some of us operate like that. Some of us are jealous of our mate's success, which is turmoil in the household, turmoil in the relationship. You can't be jealous of the person you with and expect to have a happy relationship. That's just not how the shit works. But anyway, let me go back to the young lady and her shit. And then we're gonna go to the other shit because I got another email I'm about to address. So anyway, lady, you need to be humble. You need to stop throwing your weight around. Nobody wants to hear that shit. As a man, lady, if you want a man to pursue you, right, if you're a traditionalist in the sense of I want the man to pursue me, I want the man, stop flaunting your shit. Stop throwing your weight around. No man likes that shit. It ain't even about being a man being intimidated. It's not about the intimidation. For a man, it's like, who you are, you the man or am I the man? Who the man around here? Because as a real man, I'm not no one's bitch. So I'm not going to play the bitch role. So that's why you getting these dudes that's playing the bitch role, because you're basically being the man in a relationship, and you're attracting bitches. You're attracting bitch-made men, because those are the only type of men that will deal with you, because no real man wants to deal with a woman throw her weight around. We supposed to do this shit together. You got everything, and then you throw it in my face that you got everything? Who wants the fuck to hear that, ladies? If I was in a relationship with you, and every time I get mad, this my house. I don't need no woman. I just got you here just because you here. I just got you here for a little pussy. Other than that, I don't need you. Who the fuck wants to hear that? Would you want to hear that, ladies? Young lady I'm talking to, would you want me as a man tell you that shit every chance I got, or when I got pissed off, or you don't do what I want you to do, and I just throw that in your face? No, you would not. And if you say, you a goddamn lie. That's what I'm talking about. Let's keep this shit real, 1,000%. So at the end of the day, why do you think it's fair for you to do it to a man? We got to look in ourselves and see what would be fair to us. We got to look in ourselves and say, okay, if I want a real good guy in my life, I have to not do to him what I don't want him to do to me. That's number one. Stop being so fucking selfish and feel like I can do whatever fuck I want to him, but he can't do shit to me. That's some bullshit. And that's why your ass got bitch-ass niggas in your life. You know, she said the bitch-ass nigga. That's why I said it. I didn't read that part. But fuck it. At this point, I'm just fuck it. It don't even matter. She wanted to know why she got bitch. She keep track of bitch-ass niggas. I didn't say that, but that's what she said. But I'm saying it now because I'm to the point where it's just like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to say it all. I ain't hot shit now. So you gotta change it up. You gotta stop throwing your weight around. A man don't give a fuck about what you. Let me tell you something else, ladies. Let's give you another secret. You write this shit down, or you can record it, or whatever. Don't give a fuck. But it's the truth. A real man don't give a fuck about your car. That's usually women's shit. Men don't give a fuck. You could drive a beat up ass fucking Hyundai, and a man will approach you. If he thinks you look good and you're attracted to him, you can be on a bus. You can be at the bus stop. And a man would not give two fucks about it. He's attracted to you. A woman, on the other hand, shit. Let me drive up in a fucking beat-up-ass fucking Hyundai. Fucking 1990 model Hyundai. The first Hyundai I ever made. I ain't even got to go that bad. Let me pull up in a fucking Ford Fusion, right? It ain't even got to be beat up. Let me pull up on some shit like that. And the average woman, I'm not saying all of you out there, because some women do look past that. I'm not being going to say all women. But I'm going to say a good deal of them will look at you and look at your car and turn their face and keep it moving. You can be in it. Listen, I know this for a fact. I have a friend that owns a business, right? Good dude. Buddy is paid like a motherfucker. He do about six figures. He doing about six figures, real talk. But the type of work he does, you know, he has a Corvette. He has a boat, a nice-ass boat. He has three trucks. Two of them are work trucks. One of them he has is a personal. Then he got this little beat-up-ass car because sometimes, you know, he does a lot of driving, and sometimes he's driving in between jobs. So he gets a little beat-up-ass car, and he jump in that motherfucker so he can go to another job because his trucks are working. Single, he a single man. Now, you would say, God damn, this nigga, why is he single? There's a couple reasons why, but I won't discuss that because that's my man's business. I'm not going to put that much out there about him. But I'm just going to put this out there. A lot of times he has his little bullshit car. He's the vet at home. He drives that, when you know, kind of just drive his vet whenever because he's mostly work. He works a lot. And he'll be out there. He meet women all the time. They look at him up and down. He had women laugh at him and shit, you know, just bullshit. He in work clothes, toe up jeans and shit, and he go in a Quick Trip all the time. That's where he gas up a lot. See women, he's single, man. He going to holler at women because he's single. Why wouldn't he? Don't give him the time of fucking day. Be looking at him crazy and shit, rolling their eyes at him. One woman cussed his ass out one time. I said, God, are you serious? Cussed him the fuck out because she felt like he was being disrespectful because he didn't come at her correctly the way she put it because he, you know, he's in his work clothes. But did little do these women know, this man makes six figures, got a nice-ass crib, he owns a boat, he owns three trucks, a fucking Corvette, and a beat-up-ass bullshit car. Oh, and he owns a Harley, too. Let me put that in there. Yeah, he owns a Harley, too. Very nice Harley. Now, when he goes out in his Corvette, chicks be all on him. Hey, waving at him and shit, getting his attention. But he like, shit, y'all fucking pay attention to me when I'm in my fucking beat up shit, so fuck you. So, at the end of the day, this is what I'm talking about. But, as a man, I can see a woman in a beat up ass fucking 1990 Hyundai, and she looking really good. I don't give a fuck about that Hyundai. She can be living with her mama. If I like you, I don't give a fuck about who you living with. And generally, that's how most men think. We don't think the material, if we like you, we like you. We'll deal with all the other bullshit. But if we like you, you attract to us, we're not going to turn our nose at you because you looking subpar one day. Now, I'm not saying don't have standards. Yes, you should. Everybody should have standards. The woman gave these women that turned him down, giving him a chance, they would have saw this was just the surface, y'all. So y'all don't see the deep shit that's going on with this man. This man making six figures, got his own business. Nice-ass crib. He lives alone. He ain't even got no kids. This motherfucker got his own crib. He got a four-bedroom house by himself with no children. That should be, I know a lot of y'all are like, God damn, that's a woman's dream. This man got no kids either? The fuck? He ain't no sucker, so he like, you know what? If I can't find a woman that's going to see me when I'm in my work clothes on, that's why he's single. Real talk, real why he's single is because when he's dressed up, yes, the woman, yeah, they want to talk to him, see what he's driving. But when he's dressed down, don't nobody want to fuck with him. So he's looking for that woman. He's being patient. He's waiting for the one that's going to see him in his work clothes and say, hey, this man's working. This man got a 9-to-5. I don't know what the fuck he do, but he's working. He ain't no bum. This man got a job. I want to see what he about. I don't know what his status is, none, but I like him, so I'm going to give him a chance. He's single, ladies, because he's waiting for that woman that's going to give him a chance when he's looking like he ain't got no money. Or he got, or not necessarily got no money, but he's just looking average. Like, he's the average man, working man out here, because he don't look like a bum. He just look like he's just an average working guy out here. But he's got so much. So I'm saying this to say, stop being so fucking shallow. I'm not saying downgrade your standards, but give someone a chance. See what they're about. If it don't work, kick them to the curb. But the guy that you turning down might be the one that's for you, that's sent for you. That might be that man that them motherfuckers sent on six figures, carry your ass. Or you can build something together. You could build a hell of an empire. It's six figures, and if you make it six figures or close to it, can you imagine what y'all could do together? But you don't even get a motherfucking chance to see what how he rolling. Shallow as fuck. So, miss, I got a business. That shit don't impress me because, hell, I got businesses too. I have multiple vehicles too. I have my own home too, just like you do. So that's not impressive. I don't give a fuck about your materialistic shit and shit you have. I got it too. So what? Now what? Am I supposed to be impressed? No, I'm not. I would be impressed by your personality. I would be impressed by what you have to offer to me if I decide to say, hey, you know, I might want a wife one day. What do you have to offer to me as being my wife? Or not even that. Everybody don't want to get married. So what do you offer as my mate? What do you bring to the table? I got a situation right now with a person who I know that's in a relationship with a young lady who switched the game up on him. She had told him, and I quote, "I will never leave you hungry or horny." Right? When they first got together, you would never leave the house hungry or horny. The two H's. Double H. You'll never leave the house double H, baby. I was like, what the fuck is that? Oh, hungry or horny. Ha ha, you laughing at shit. Oh, that's cool, man. That's all right. You got a good woman. 3 months later, this nigga hungry and horny all the goddamn time. This motherfucker horny and hungry. Oh, this bitch don't cuck. She don't fuck. She don't do shit for him. So 3 months later. Now, I'm not saying that's the beat all tell all, because of course there's more shit involved in this story. But all I'm saying is, sometimes be some trickery shit going on, right? Sometimes it'd be that, you know, hey, you know, I'm trying to get my foot in the door, so I'm gonna tell you some shit like I ain't gonna never leave you double H. And then 3 months later, you always double H, horny and hungry. So I asked him, "What you gonna do, bro? What's the move?" And he said, "I'm tired of being double H. I'm tired of being hungry. I'm tired of being horny. I used to leave the house, my balls empty. Now they full as fuck." That's a sad situation. But at the end of the day, he gonna make some changes. And sometimes you gotta do. If you ain't happy, you gotta make a change. Let's go to his other email. So hopefully, young lady who, you know, queen, I got all the shit and I'm tired of dealing with B, you know, whatever, and I'm, you know, men are intimidated. Nobody's intimidated by you. Nobody just want to deal with your bullshit, okay? Let's be keeping this shit real. I'm tired of hearing that shit too by women. Oh, men are just intimidated by me. That's bullshit. Think about intimidated. I got me as a man. I got my own shit. Why the fuck would I be intimidated by you? You know, I'm not intimidated by your success because I am successful as well. Stop feeding yourself that bullshit. good men who are successful is not intimidated by that shit because they got just as much, if not more, than you. So why the fuck am I intimidated by somebody that got the same shit as me or more? I mean, that's crazy. I ain't got no intimidation. A successful man has no intimidation factor of a woman. I'm just going to keep that real with you, too. Y'all can believe that bullshit if you want. A successful man is not intimidated by a woman because at the end of the day, a successful man can get his own shit. He can do it himself and been doing it himself. So why you come in with your shit, oh my God, I'm intimidated because she has a nice car or it's a little nicer than mine. No, that's not necessarily true. But the men that you do end up with, they're intimidated by you because some of them can't measure up to your success. So I can see that part of it. Yes. I'm not saying there are no men that are intimidated. I'm talking about the successful ones. They're not intimidated. The one that's not successful, yeah, hell yeah, they intimidated. Them motherfuckers can't do what you do. And you throw it up in their face, so yes, they are intimidated. You got to think about the level of man you're talking about. But a very successful man, trust and believe, he ain't intimidated by your ass. He just ain't dealing with you because you a headache. You a fucking headache to him. This bitch getting on my nerves. She a fucking headache. Every time I deal with this bitch, got to throw this bitch don't know who I am. Bitch, I got this shit too. What the hell? I don't give a fuck about your car and your business and this. I don't care. I got my own shit. So what? Now what? I just need to deal me a humble woman. I want me a woman that's humble, that appreciates me as a man, what I bring to the table. That's what I need. I don't need no bitch sitting here telling me what she got and what I do better than you. Man, get the fuck out of here. This is that competition thing I'm talking about. We got to stop being a competition in the relationship. We should be competing with other couples. You know what I'm saying? If we're successful as a couple, what I call a power couple, right? We're a power couple. We successful as fuck. We doing our thing. And we got friends that are successful, right? They should be the competition. We should want to strive to do better than our friends. We should want to strive to say, hey, we want to be the best of the best, but we doing this together, not competition with each other. That's one of the things that's just so stupid to me with some couples. Y'all competing in the same house. Who does that? Is that – I don't understand in some people's mind how they feel like that's productive. Is it productive for me and my wife to be in – total competition with each other? That's counterproductive. We working against each other. We sabotaging each other's shit. Who we're in the same house, or even if we're not, we're in a relationship, right? I don't care what level relationship you're in. You should be working together, even if you're not living in the same household. If you're my baby, I should want you to have the best. I should want you to be the best, and I should support you that way. I want my baby to win. Fuck that. Because if my baby win, I win. And I'm not even talking about the money sense. I'm just talking about happiness. And they say happy wife, happy life, happy woman, happy home. If my woman's happy, I'm happy because she ain't giving me no shit. And as her man, I should just want to see her happy. I just want to see her succeed and do great things. And the same thing with you, ladies. You should feel that way about your man. If your man trying to do things, you should support him. I don't give a fuck if you don't believe in it or not. Men as well. You don't have to believe in the person's dream. You don't have to believe in their vision. Just support the shit. You might be like, this shit is some bull-ass shit in your mind. But it's not your place to tell that person this is some bullshit. Because it's not your shit. It's their shit. You let them be that bullshit. And when they find out it's bullshit, then you just smile and say, baby, you tried. Let's do something else, baby. Let's just roll somewhere else. And you know, it's just not your thing. Now, I told you that was some bullshit. You want to have that bullshit always doing some bullshit. Come on, man. Toxic as fuck. And some of y'all living this life, listen, keeping it real, I am 51 years old. I can count the gray hairs that I have in my beard. I have no gray hair in my head. I got a head full of fucking hair. And I can count the, I got a few little strands in my beard. It's cool. I leave them down. Like, you know what, that give a little, that's like that Mufasa shit. That give me a little, that shows some wisdom. The reason why my hair is not head ain't full of gray, some of it's genetics, yes. But some of it is the way I live my life, stress fucking free. That's the key, stress free. I don't allow no one to stress me out. When I start feeling a little stressed, I go on a shell. I don't allow no one to stress me the fuck out so bad that I start getting gray. I saw an old friend of mine. He's younger than me. He's like 45 years old. And I was at an event with my bike club. And I had seen this man in 10 years. 10 years. I ain't seen him since 2011. It's 2021. Yes, 10 years. It was so good to see him. He was one of my good friends, close friends. But anyway, his hair, he's 45. Now, he's got hair, but he's got gray. He's gray in his hair, head, and his beard. Total gray. He look white. He look older than me. And when he says, like, bruh, like, you still look the fucking same. Like, yo, I'm like, yo, I don't stress myself out. I don't let nobody stress me out. I said, well, shit, I see you gray. He's like, man, I got two sets of twins. Like, listen, this dude, from last time I seen him, he was married. He had three kids. In 11 years, I was catching up, and I said, bro, what's going on? This dude got four more kids, a set of twins. He's a twin, but he's got a set of twins. He's got two sets of twins. He got a set of twins with his wife, and then he got another set of twins with another chick that after he left his wife, he started dealing with. And then he got two more kids by two other women. So he's been out here fucking like crazy. But at the end of the day, he's got all these additional children with these other women, and his life is stressed the fuck out. It's stressing him the fuck out. You can imagine, right? Ladies and gentlemen, y'all can imagine how stressed out this man is with having all these kids and these baby mamas and shit like that, right? And so, yeah, it's stressing him the fuck out. Choices, man. This is what I'm talking about, choices. And he's like, looking old as fuck. He younger than me, younger than him. And he's, because of the way he's living his life, it's aging him faster. So, again, choices, what we attract. We choose what we attract. You know, we make these choices and then we have to deal with them. Let me address this email. Make this shit balance. This is from a guy. This guy says, now I'm not saying names. I'm not even doing that. I'm just going to read them because obviously y'all know why. I'm not going to put nobody's business out there. And we don't know who be listening or whatever. So I'm just going to read these emails. I'm not going to say no more names. But this gentleman says, hey, bro, I really appreciate you putting it out there like that. But I'm one of those men that work hard, and I just can't keep a woman because they want to use me, and I'm tired of being used. What do you think about that? It's simple, brother. You allowing yourself to be used, and you need to stop. Listen, let me say this. When you give that vibe, and I can't even blame the women on this one. I blame you. And, brother, I love you. And I'm just being honest and real. This is keeping it real with you. Women are like sharks. When the blood is in the water, they smell it. And a woman can smell that on you. They can smell a man that lacks confidence. They can smell I'm not going to call you a fool or anything. But I'm just saying they can smell the weakness in you if you are weak in that way. If you're weak in the way of you know, buying women, I would say, and I don't mean like as a prostitute. I'm just saying that, you know, you are a giver. You know, you meet a woman, you giving all this shit, gifts and doing that. Now, let me say this. There's nothing wrong with that. Let me put that out there before I get these emails. You know, what's wrong with you? Ain't nothing wrong with a nigga giving a woman something. It's nothing wrong with that. I agree. I'm not saying that. It's the way and the fashion that's given. Okay? Understand. If I'm in a relationship with my woman, it's nothing wrong with me giving my woman gifts or a girlfriend or wife. I'm not saying that. But that's not what he's talking about. He's talking about being used. Y'all understand and hear what I'm saying. Please listen. Open your ears and listen, ladies. Open your ears. Listen to what I say and not what you want to hear. We talk about being used. That's a whole different level. Giving something to your woman and being used by a woman is two different things. This man being used, and that shit ain't cool. So you, sir, is allowing yourself to be used. You giving the vibe off, giving so much of yourself in the beginning, because once you start that shit, they're going to expect that shit. You sitting there showering a strange woman with gifts that you don't even fucking know. You getting to know. I'm not saying you shouldn't give her nothing. I'm just saying slow your roll. Get to know the woman first. No, she you don't even know if she's for you. And you just giving her the world. Not diamond bracelets and shit. And I'm reading the list. I'm not going to put it. He just gave me some examples of some shit he did. I'm looking at it right now. Bro. And I don't even want to put him out there like that because I don't want no woman to say, where this nigga ass so they can use the fuck out of him too. But, bro, why would you buy a woman a tennis bracelet that you only known for like 1 month? Then you don't think that you're promoting use me? That's a promotion of you. That's a sign on your forehead to say, I'm open to be used by you. Use me the fuck the way you want to use me. I'm going to give you this tennis bracelet within 30 days just because I like you and you think the woman ain't going to look at that shit and say, damn, listen, she probably called her girlfriend and said, girl, this nigga gave me a tennis bracelet. I just known this nigga 2 weeks. I'm going to see what else I can get out of this motherfucker. Because she hasn't even developed feelings for you yet, bro. You ain't even allow her to like you yet. She getting to know you. So why are you buying expensive gifts to a woman that's getting to know you? Now, when y'all start falling in love, yes, it's okay. It's cool. When you starting to feel the feelings. Now, if you feeling the feelings in 2 weeks, you need to check yourself. You need to see what you're doing wrong because true feelings take time. Now, I know some of y'all say love at first sight. Nah, after I saw this man and I was in love at first sight. That's called lust, okay? Let's keep this shit real. Let's be real with ourselves, ladies and gentlemen. That's lust. Ain't no way you can love a motherfucker when you first see him. You lusting after this mother. You want the dick. You want the deep. That nigga look like he can slang some deep. Let's be real. You look at this motherfucker like, damn, that motherfucker like he can break my back. Now I know some of y'all say, that's not true, Jizzle. Some of us can fall in love the first week. Okay, how did that work out for anybody who told you they fell in love first sight? A lot of motherfuckers ain't even together no more. Some people, yes. That's like a fucking unicorn. That shit doesn't happen in real life all the time. That shit happens once in every fucking decade. You know, stories like that where they, yeah, happy ending. I met him at the grocery store. He looked into my eyes and said, I love you. And I looked in his eyes and said, oh, my God, I'm in love. And then we rode off in the sunset 10 years later, and we're still in love. Man, get the fuck out of here. This ain't no goddamn. What's that chick name who be writing the books and shit? What's that lady? Hey, y'all, send me an email. Who is that lady who be writing them novels and shit y'all ladies love?
What's her name? It, no, oh, Zane. Man, no, Zane. Zane, not the lady. Zane, Zane. This ain't no Zane novel. I don't even think Zane be writing no shit like that anyway. I don't think Zane be talking about, I looked into her eyes at the grocery store and we fell in love. I don't think his shit quite go like that. I think his shit a little different. Y'all can tell me, ladies, I know y'all read that shit. Hit me with an email. Let me know Zane be writing stories of y'all falling in love at the grocery store, or you tripped on the rock and shit and fell and he grabbed you and picked you up off the ground and looked into your eyes and say, I'm in love. You're the love of my life. Y'all hit me up and let me know. I don't think that's how them shits go. So even if they don't write them like that, then that's some bullshit. But at the end of the day, listen, let me make this clear. I'm not saying I don't believe in it. I do. I'm just saying it's far and few between. We got to get to know people. If we're really trying to get in a relationship, I'm not talking about physical. When it's physical, that's a whole nother animal. Who gives a fuck? I don't care about your family. I don't care about nothing. I just want to know what day we fucking. Is it Wednesday or Thursday? That's all I want to know. I don't want to know your personal life. I don't want to know shit. I don't want to know your problems. You know what I'm saying? Just on fucking Tuesday, Thursday, you just had your legs open, and I'm about to tear that motherfucker up. And I'll help you with your problems that way. Other than that, don't be talking to me about what happened to you yesterday. Okay? In a situation like that, yes, it's totally different. We're talking about real, true love and, you know, I want to be in a relationship with somebody. And we talk about in that sense. No, it don't work that fast. It doesn't. Just to be real, it takes time to get to know people. It takes time to know a person's habit. Hell, you might not. This motherfucker might pick their nose and eat their boogers, right? And it takes time to know they ain't going to do that shit when you they ain't going to do that shit on the first date or the second date. You ain't going to know that shit till months down the line when you walked in the room and this nigga on the got his legs, his balls hanging out, he picking boogers and eating them, and you're like, oh, what the fuck? And then you're like, damn, I've been kissing this nigga. And then you gross the fuck out. You don't find shit out like this until later down the line. That's why I say it takes time to get to know people. Stop falling in love so quick for a motherfucker because it did good to you, ladies. Or men, because the pussy is it's a wop. It's a wop. It get wet. You just touch it. It just skeet all over you and shit. You got to wear a raincoat. God damn, this bitch didn't gave me a shower and shit. Now I got to take another shower. Some of y'all nasty motherfuckers like, shit, I'm walking around with this shit on me. I'm going to wear this shit like cologne. Oh, shit. You know, and then you think you're in love. But then the motherfucker is just a nasty fucking, you know, just not a good person. And then you dealing with some bullshit because you fell in love with the physical shit and then get to really know this person. You know, like I said, if it's all about that, cool. It doesn't matter when it's that's what it is. But we're not talking about that right now. We're talking about people that are wondering why they can't hold a relationship. Now, I'm going to flip this over for a second because there's some of you guys out there that are good people. I'm not talking about y'all right now. I'm talking about just these narcissist type people or people that just, you know, just on some other shit. But for the nice people that having problems, you know, good women that work every day, that, you know, that just traditional women. You may not even be traditional. You might just be, you know, good working woman, but you don't do what old girl do is throwing your shit around, you know, but you dealing with PTSD, where you done dealt with some fucked up people in your life and you have a hard time trusting men or women, or, you know, if you gay, you know, you in a gay relationship and a gay woman or a gay man. And you're a good person, but you keep, you know, you're scared. And so that's why you're single, because you're scared. Not because you're a bad person and you do anything wrong, but you're single because you just kind of scared. You scared of people. You scared of relationships because you've been in so many bad ones. Well, I'm going to say this to you. You got to take a chance sometimes. I mean, if you want to be in a relationship, you can't blame other people or new people for what someone done to you in the past. You got to kind of step out your box a little bit. Now, be cautious. You know, work it slow. But there's some good people out here. There's some good men out here. I know some good men. I have good friends that are single. They're actually looking for someone. Now, I ain't going to play the hookup game. No, I'm not going to hook nobody up. I'm not going to do that. So don't be sending me no emails about who they is. Just tell them. No, I'm not going to do that. I think everybody has the power to find the person that's for them. And we can't make it that easy. You got to work. My grandmother told me something that was very important to me back in, you know, when I was young. Believe it or not, I was a hoe when I was, I'm just being real. I was a fucking whore. I wasn't a hoe. I was a whore. I was a whore back in the day. Man, I had so many girlfriends, and I was a whore. I was. I'm not saying I was proud of it, but I was. I was a teenager. I mean, hell, I was a whore back in elementary school. I'm going to keep it real with you. I was a whore. Don't judge me. I was young. A lot of y'all was whores, too. But my grandmother had a talk with me one day. And she was like, you know, baby, why do you have so many girlfriends, baby? Why you don't have just one girlfriend, baby? And I was like, Grandma, you know, I thought it was cool. Like, Grandma, I don't want no one girl. And she was like, that's not good to be like that, baby. You need to, you know, girl, you know, I like, Grandma, I'm young. I don't want no one girlfriend. I like a lot of girls. And she's like, you know, kind of getting a little deep with me about it. And then she said, I don't like them girls. I got to talk, you know, I kind of like the girls that I can just, you know, I talk to them and they give me their number. I don't like them girls that be asking y'all these questions and stuff like that. And my grandma said, baby, best woman to have in your life. And I'm saying this for later because I know you ain't going to apply it now. But she said, when you grow up, anything that's worth having, any woman that's worth having, you got to work for it, baby. An easy woman is not a woman that you want to have as a wife. A woman that you work for. A woman that challenges you. A woman that makes you work is a good woman. And for a long time, I ain't understand that. She's like, oh, what the fuck, Grandma? Being a woman, oh, challenge me and shit and make me work. I ain't got time for that shit. I like the easy stuff. But as I got older, man, Grandma, thank you. May she rest in peace. I love that woman. Now, well, not now. I think when I got in my 30s, it clicked in my head. Everything came together, and I totally understood what she said. It took me to my motherfucking 30s to get the shit. Ain't that some shit? But at least I got it, though. Some of y'all motherfuckers ain't never going to get it. Y'all 50-year-old right now don't understand shit. Y'all still doing the same shit as y'all was doing when y'all was fucking 20 or 30. And ladies, I ain't talking about y'all. I'm talking about my men out here. Some of y'all are still doing the same shit. No progression. As a man, as men out here, you want to be respected as a man. You got to have some progression in your life. How can you expect a woman to respect you? You ain't progressed in 10 years. You doing the same shit you was doing 10 years ago. How you expect a woman to respect that? Now, again, it's levels to this shit. Now, if you just fucking, it doesn't matter. Again, let me say this because I just got an email. If you're in a physical relationship, none of this shit applies to you. Anything that we talked about tonight, if you're just dealing with physical relationships, disregard this whole conversation because I'm not talking to you. This don't apply to you because at least this is how I respect people that are in physical. I respect the fuck out of y'all. I'm going to tell y'all why. First of all, people that are in physical relationships don't play no games. They don't play with each other and shit. Everybody's understood what their roles are and what it is. Ain't no games, ain't no guessing, ain't no fucking Uno and shit, no Connect Four, none of that bullshit. We fucking cut and dry. Your day is Thursday and Wednesday or Saturday, whatever the fuck that day is. If you can't make it, you give me a courtesy call so I can make other arrangements. Other than that, that's what it is. Ain't nobody mad. Everybody cool. People generally in physical relationships be happy as fuck. I'm just keeping it real with y'all. Y'all can be mad. I don't give a fuck. They are. Every motherfucker I know that's in a physical relationship happy in a motherfucker. They ain't got no problems. They ain't worried. They ain't nothing. Oh, my God. Is she cheating on me? Is he cheating on me? What the fuck? They don't tell me they love me. They don't cuddle my ass at night. Now, they don't have none of the problems because everybody know what it is. They have an understanding. They have a contract and shit. Motherfuckers have looked it over twice and shit. The lawyers read it over and shit. So there's no misunderstandings in that shit. Now, I'm not saying that's the way to go. I'm just saying that I respect that because there's no games in that, and there's no misunderstandings. Everybody got an understanding. They know their roles, and it's not a problem. So if you're in that vein, you know, disregard this conversation. It's not about you. You already know your shit. You already got everything worked out. Everybody, and they, you know, got their little positions and shit. Y'all good. We talking about the people that's kind of misguided and don't know why they are in the situations they're in. So y'all physical motherfuckers out there, y'all keep fucking. Just fuck responsibly, okay? Be responsible about your shit now because you can cause a whole nother problem. There are diseases still going on other than corona. Y'all, some of y'all that forgot about fucking all these other diseases, y'all's focusing on corona and shit. But sexual transmitted shit is still out there. So fuck responsibly and keep doing what you do because this ain't about you. But I think that we have to evaluate ourselves first. Some of y'all need to be single for a while. You need to find yourself. Some of y'all have lost yourselves. Y'all have dealt with so many bad relationships. Y'all lost in the motherfucker. And I'm talking to y'all like a fan. Like, I'm not talking to y'all professionally. That's why I'm cussing. Now, trust me, when I talk to my clients, I don't sit there and be cussing at their ass. I got one I cuss at because he liked that shit. Go figure that, right? He don't want me to talk to him like a fucking, you know, a therapist. He want me to talk to him like a homeboy. He don't like that shit. He's like, bro, why you talking to me like that? Well, I'm a professional. Man, come on, bro. Can you talk to me like, I need you to talk to me like a brother. Okay, motherfucker, you like that, huh? Yeah, I like that shit. Talk to me like that. Okay, motherfucker, then let's do it. You know, I'm gonna have to relate to you like you know. But all jokes aside, we just have to. Some of us need to be single to find ourselves again. We have to look in within ourselves because if you're not happy, how can you make someone else happy? And let me tell you this. Let me take this to a whole nother level as well. If you're in a relationship with someone, it's not your sole responsibility to make that person happy either. Now, I know y'all will say, what the fuck? Yes, it's your job to make me. No, 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 no. No, 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 it's not. It's your job to make yourself happy. It's my job to complement your happiness. Let me say that shit again just in case y'all don't understand what the fuck I'm talking about. It's my job to complement your happiness, meaning that it's my job to help you stay happy, not to make you happy. Can't no one make you happy. You have to make yourself happy. You have to have self-happiness. Now, someone can make you mad. Someone can make you sad. But the happiness part, ladies, especially my ladies out there, it's hard for a man to keep you happy. I can sit here and give you gifts, and it won't be good enough. I can fuck you, and it won't be good enough. Give you the fucking moon, and it won't be good enough. Some situations, no matter what you do, it ain't good enough because they want more. Us men, we simple. Men are simple as fuck. Y'all know that. That's why y'all play the game on us good, because we simple motherfuckers. And some, what's crazy, some of us don't even know that shit. They don't know we simple. And that's why they get just like the young man who said that he getting used like a, you know, getting used. Some of us don't realize that we simple. We're not complex creatures. Ladies are. Y'all a little more complicated. And I don't mean that in a bad sense. It just, y'all are not simple. Just for prime example, I'm going to give you an example so y'all can relate. Because I know some of y'all are like, what the fuck, right? Some of y'all are like, Jizzle, you on some bullshit. Let me give you an example. Maybe this will help you. Women, y'all require nails. Y'all get your hair done. Y'all will be in the fucking bathroom for 2 hours to get your makeup right. Y'all will go get ass shots. Y'all will go get y'all titties done. Y'all will get y'all get liposuction. You going to mean to tell me that ain't a complicated person? You going to mean to tell me that's simple as fuck? There's nothing simple about a person that go spend hours at a beauty salon just to get a hairdo that's going to last a week or two. Is that simple to you? Ain't nowhere a person can tell me a woman is simple. A woman is nowhere near simple. Y'all would risk your lives to look beautiful. Y'all would go on all just fucking to the ends of the earth to look beautiful, even for other women, because women judge each other. When a man go out with a woman, right? The woman get dressed up. It's not always necessarily for the man. The woman to go out there and get dressed up because they know other women going to look at them. They know other women going to judge them. So they're not just dressing up. Fellas, you think your woman going looking beautiful just for you? That's some bullshit. No. Not saying that she's not. Just saying that it's not the sole purpose of her looking beautiful. It's just for you. Because she know other motherfuckers out there watching and judging. So she going to make sure she on point. You know, nails done, heels looking cute, got hair all done up and shit. Spent 2-3 hours, spent a whole Saturday. Some of y'all women have spent a whole fucking Saturday at the beauty salon and at the nail shop. You spent a whole day for a weekend. Do y'all think that's fucking simple? Ain't no fucking way. That's not a simple person. As beautiful as y'all are, ladies, y'all are very complicated. But you're beautiful. Us men adore you. Men, we adore you. But with it comes with complexity, comes a lot of problems. Some women have self-esteem issues. I find some of the most beautifulest women have the lowest self-esteem. You were like, what? Yes. You'll be surprised. And that comes from other women being jealous and have made them feel like they was less than what they were. By talking, that's what I'm saying, women watch each other. They talk about each other all the time. Ladies, y'all know, y'all got friends be talking about other women, talk about y'all. Y'all be talking about each other. Y'all be on the phone, girl. Yeah, girl. All right, bitch, I talk to you later. Hang up, that bitch stupid. Or, you know, you'll say some shit. Or you be having a conversation with your man about your best friend. This bitch stupid as fuck. You know what this stupid bitch did? Come on, y'all know what I'm talking about, ladies. So, yes, y'all guys are very complex creatures. So with complexity, it's a lot. As us men, we have to deal with a lot. We do. In the same way with ladies, y'all deal with a lot with us because we be on some bullshit. Men, you know, it's, even though we simple, we do dumb shit. We do. I'm just going to keep that real, too. Us men do some dumb-ass shit, and y'all know it. And that's why a lot of women don't have, you know, the respect thing goes with some women because of the dumb shit that us men do. Think we dumb as fuck. She would say this shit all the time. Y'all, men is just dumb. We dumb in some areas. That's true, especially when it comes to women. Sometimes we do some stupid ass shit. But that's the beauty of it all. We're totally different. We're different. But we should be able to understand the differences and coincide with each other with our differences. Where I'm weak, baby, you make me strong. Where you're weak, I make you strong. As a man, as a woman, and we build it together. Stop competition. Stop hating on your own spouse or your own girlfriend or your own boyfriend. Why are you hating on the person you with? That's some stupid shit. That shit right there has me bugged out. I don't understand. You with this person. You in a relationship with this person, but you jealous or hate on them. How does that work? The fuck? What kind of fuck shit is that? We have to, let me say this, because we got to get out here in a minute. It's 10:30. I'm happy we having this one-on-one, this me with the listeners tonight. You know, I just say this right quick before I make my point. I want to thank everybody's email. I'm sorry I didn't read everybody's email. We'll do this again. We will. You know, y'all, it seems like a lot of you guys are in some very complicated situations. And I can't address everything on the air. So if you would like to have a consultation, like if you're dealing with some deep issues where you need to talk to me on a professional level, you go on my website. It's very simple, easy. You write it down. It's Landell, L-A-N-D-E-L-L, Jones.com. That's my website. You can make an appointment on my website. My actual work number is on there. Actually, it's easy. You have to schedule an appointment. You just can't call. You can call me, but you got to make an appointment, okay? But we'll do a – I'll give my listeners, you get a free consultation just for y'all because I love y'all. I'll give y'all a free consultation. First call is free. We can talk. We'll see how deep your issue is. If it's something that you need, my services, then we'll discuss payment. I have a scale, so I know everybody don't have money to afford, like, you know – I don't have that kind of money. I can't afford no kind of therapist or anything. But I do have a scale. So if you're in a situation, I can work some stuff out with you. I'm just going to say that. I'm not going to put no prices out there. But I am very flexible because it's not all about the money with me. I just want people to be happy and healthy. That's what I feel like God put me here for. You know, that's why we have the show. We try to make people laugh. We're all about entertainment because laughter is the best medicine. When you laugh, that means that you're not stressed. So our goal is to give you some entertainment, give you 2 hours, 2.5 hours of some type of entertainment so you won't be stressed. But, you know, I also focus on meditation, if you believe in that. Some people don't, but trust me, your balance, it's about you being balanced. And trust me, meditation does help with being balanced. It touches a whole higher sense of self. Trust me, it works. But anyway, I can teach you how to meditate, all that type of shit. So you just go on my website, shoot me an email. My email is yourlifecoachlj@gmail.com. Real simple. Shoot me an email. And we can, you know, this is Mental Health Awareness Month. It's almost over, but we got to, you know, we have an issue. Sometimes we got to talk to people, and that one part of therapy is this show. People get a lot of shit out on this show. But sometimes it's deeper than that. Sometimes people got shit they don't want people to know about. So we can help you in that department as well. So listen, y'all make sure y'all take care of your mental health. Don't be in a situation that's not making you happy. Don't force yourself to be unhappy. Don't be with people that make you unhappy. Ain't no relationship perfect. You're going to have disagreements. You're going to have things that, you know, you're not going to see eye to eye. It's okay. That's part of life. But I'm just talking about a person that don't respect you. They disrespect you. They treat you like trash. They don't give you the proper, you know, nurturing, and especially in a relationship. You need nurturing. You need love. And if a person don't give you that, you need to move on. Stop holding on to stuff. Well, I've been with him for 20 years. I'm familiar. I don't want to start over. Okay, so you suffered 20 years of fucking agony. For what? Just because you don't want to start over? Well, be by yourself. It's okay. Listen, some of y'all, it's okay to be by yourself. I'm going to say it. Fuck it. Listen, some of y'all, it's okay to be single. Everybody's not meant to be with somebody. It's okay to be by yourself. Stop forcing yourself into shit. Everybody meant to be with somebody. Everybody's like, well, everybody meant to. No, the fuck it. That's the bullshit. That's why some of you guys have been married 10 times and shit. Y'all can't stay in our relationship. Everybody's not meant to be in relationship. Listen, let me tell you like this real quick. For those of you who are not meant to be in relationship, some of y'all think y'all are, y'all really not. And I know y'all want to hear that. Some of y'all say, oh, that's fucked up. It's not fucked up. Everybody, it's not meant for everybody. Just like fucking driving a sports car is not meant for everybody. Everybody don't want a sports car. Everybody think, oh, I got a sports car. Fuck that. Everybody don't want a sports car. Some people want a Hyundai. And some people are like, oh, my God, who wants a? No, some people, Hyundais are actually nice cars. But I'm saying that to say, it's not everything is not, just because something for you don't mean it's meant for everybody. So for my people that are single, it's okay to be single. It's okay if you're not in a relationship. It's okay. You don't need anyone to validate you. Fuck that shit. And I get tired of people always saying, well, girl, you single. Ugh, you single, you miserable. That's some bullshit. Everybody single ain't miserable. Some people are happier than a motherfucker being by themselves, and it's okay. You don't feel guilty about that. Don't let nobody make you feel guilty because you're by yourself. Just because you are alone don't mean you're lonely. Understand that, people, those of you who talk down on people that's by themselves and shit, just because they're alone don't mean they're lonely. And just because you're in a relationship don't mean you ain't a lonely motherfucker. Some of y'all in relationship are lonelier than a motherfucker because the person you don't pay you no attention and they out fucking other motherfuckers and you at home by yourself all the time. How about them goddamn apples? So stop shitting on people if they're by themselves. It's okay. I'm tired of people telling people they need to be with somebody. You don't understand the anxiety some of these single people have because they're forced. People are forcing them to feel like they wrong for being by themselves. That's bullshit. It's okay to be by yourself if that's what you want. People on others. I got a girlfriend. She's been single for 10 years. You ever thought that girl might want to be? She happy as fuck. She travels. She do all the shit she want to do. Why you worry about your girlfriend? What about your sorry-ass relationship? How your man out here fucking around on you, and you got anxiety, and you got to take fucking Valium and shit because you can't cope with the shit. Maybe your ass need to be single. So I'm just saying, we got to stop judging people. Everybody ain't meant to be the way you at. So for my single people out there that's happy, that's living your life, and you good with it, enjoy yourself. Enjoy your life. Stop worrying about what other people think of you and think about your situation. Yes, there are some single, lonely motherfuckers out there. Yes, there are. But everybody is not single and lonely. So for those of you happy, stay happy. Congratulations. If that's what you want with your life, then you do that. Don't let people force feed you shit because they shit is fucked up or they feel like they want this for you. No, it's what you want for yourself. So my single people, y'all cool. Y'all ain't got half the problem these other motherfuckers got anyway, so you good. But if you single and want to be in a relationship, be patient. Take some chances. Work it slow. Don't rush it. Don't run out the first motherfucker that come your way either. But do give people chances. Just take it slow when you give them a chance. Just relax. Don't rush. Just see what this person's about. And it'll happen for you. Sometimes you got to, you know, go through a few of them to find the right one. You ain't going to find the right one right away. You don't have to work on it if that's what you want. But don't be so afraid because all these motherfuckers did these horrible things and you think every man is bad or you think every woman a gold digger or you feel like every woman is going to use you. No, that's not right. You just got to choose the right people. And, you know, y'all are tripped. So I just got an email from somebody said, I done dated so many people on Plenty of Fish and they all didn't work out. I just don't know what to do. Okay. Listen, of all the dating apps that you just brought up, you said Plenty of Fish. On that, you know what? Okay, real quick. I'm going to address it because it was said. Dating apps, there's nothing wrong with them, however. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't see how. I mean, I'm not saying there's people that have found love on dating apps. Plenty of Fish. I'm going to keep it real with y'all. I remember when it first came out, I remember some homeboys would tell me about Plenty of Fish. And it was one of the reasons why I stayed away from it. I got on there for a little while just to see what the fuck was the rave about. But I never hooked up with nobody on there because of some of the things that I was told that was going on there. I'm going to tell y'all something. I'm not going to shit on Plenty of Fish. I'm sure there's probably a lot of y'all on there. I'm just saying that I think that's the wrong place to really be looking for love. Maybe if you're looking to fuck, maybe you'll find some shit on there. Shout out to the people that have found love on there. But I'm just saying, I don't think that's the app. You might want to try something else. I don't think that's meant for some real love shit. And again, disclaimer to Plenty of Fish, I don't want nobody coming to me with no papers and shit saying that they don't work. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying from the experiences of people that I know that have been on Plenty of Fish, they said that there was just straight fucking on there. They was just hooking up. So from their experience, I'm commenting. So just make sure you might want to try some other apps. You know what I mean? But all in all, I think you might need to go try to, you know, meet some people organically. Go to some wine tastings. There's some nice women that be on wine tastings. Expand. Don't go to just a club. Go. And if, like, for example, if you live in Atlanta, you new to Atlanta, you can go online. There's so many events that they have here. It ain't just about clubbing and all that shit. There's a lot of culture down here. You can find so many different other avenues outside of clubs to meet people. You got wine tastings. You got paint and sip. You can go meet some nice women at the paint and sip. You go out there, man, you got the wine and shit, and the women be drinking, and they be feeling all good and stuff, and if you're a nice-looking man smelling good and coming that motherfucker, listen, you going to meet somebody. That's what they go there for. They ain't going there. Listen, the women don't give a damn about that goddamn painting on the goddamn canvas. They go there to meet friends and see what they can, you know, meet. Maybe meet a guy or a girl if you into that. So let's go outside of traditional, you know, sense. Let's kind of walk away from the online shit. Try something different. But anyway, it's time to go. I want to thank everybody for listening. It's good to sometimes do a one-on-one with the listeners where I can just kind of, you know, talk some relationship stuff with y'all. Because, you know, we talk about kind of crazy stuff all the time. And sometimes, you know, I got to be that voice to tell you some stuff. Now I know everybody's not going to agree with everything I said. It's cool. It's okay. I'm not perfect either. I'm not going to sit here and act like I know it all. No. I just tell you from things I've learned, from experience of other people, man, my own experiences. You know, I talk to a lot of people. That's my job. So I try to help you from their experience as well as mine. And it's okay to disagree. If you don't agree, that's fine. But hopefully you get something out of it. Maybe you learned a little something. And that's all I want. As long as you learn something, whether it's big or small, you know, cool. And if you got to challenge me. We can work this thing out. But at the end of the day, I love you guys with all my heart. I just want I want everybody that listens and supports the show to do better for themselves, progress. If you're in a bad spot right now, it's okay. Don't think that being in a bad spot is the end of your life. No, it's not. And it doesn't matter how old you are. It doesn't matter. You can come out of anything. If you're in a bad situation, you can come out of anything. You just got to want it. And if you want it, I guarantee you it's going to happen. So whatever situations you guys are in, work is slow. It will get better. As long as you want it to be better, it will be better. Okay? I promise you that. And if you need my help, reach out to me. We can work something out. I just want everybody to do well. I want everybody to win. That's my goal. I want all my people to win. So with that being said, y'all, I love you guys. Be safe out here. Remember, Corona's still out, y'all. I ain't saying no wear masks, don't wear. Listen, you grown. Do what you want to do. Just be safe. Do what you can to keep yourself safe out here. That's all. Shout out to everybody that's listening. Shout out to, listen. We have a listener that's new to the family now. She's been listening to so many shows. We ain't no Brian to come back. Brian had an issue with his phone and things of that nature. So, you know, I'm not going to say her name because, you know, we don't do that here. You know, everybody got nicknames. So, excuse me, y'all. Allergies are killing me right now. But I just want to give her a shout out. She's been holding down the show for a while. And, again, when Brian come back, we're supposed to come up with a nickname for her. So once we get this nickname, then I can shout her out properly by her new, you know, her show name. So I just want to say I see you. We appreciate you. Thank you for being a part of our family. You part of the family now, and I appreciate you for joining us, as well as everyone else that listens to us. You know, y'all could be doing something else. But y'all, it's not crazy ass. That's so So everybody be safe. I love you guys. We'll talk, Wednesday? Yeah. Yeah, Deep Confession Wednesday. So if you have a confession, make sure you hit us up at hiphopbarbershop@gmail.com. Oh, my gosh. Hold on, y'all. 1 second. That takes a sip. Oh, throat getting dry. I didn't talk so much, my throat got dry. Just put confessions in the comment section, and I'll make sure that we'll get to your comments. I mean, to your confessions. And can we get some, like, we've been having some real nasty confessions lately. Tessa's requested. Y'all keep sending nasty. That's cool. Can I get some other shit, too? Like, I haven't heard no nothing. Like, all I hear is y'all fucking. Can I hear something different sometimes? Like, y'all ain't got nothing else going on in y'all lives? Y'all ain't, like, stole some candy from the store and shit? Or something? Anything. Give me some new shit, y'all. Y'all nasty ass. I mean, don't get me wrong. I like nasty, but god damn. Give me something else, too. Let's balance it out a little bit. All right, y'all. We'll see you guys on Wednesday. Y'all take care. Love you. Be safe. We out.
Yeah. It's your boy, Dirk LP. On the grill, I'm reading beat. Hip-hop barbershop, it's the hip-hop barbershop. Better keep it locked in, ready to split the heat.